I noticed that being a frog is not as bad as it seems. When anything bugs a frog, they eat it. This is Dr. Herbert O'Barley, Dean of the University of Healing here in Campo, California, with Instant Illumination. I noticed that being a frog is not as bad as it seems. When anything bugs them, they eat them. Now, how in the world are we going to make a metaphysical instant illumination out of this one? How about that, huh? What is a frog? If we look at a frog as a physiological object, as a physical being, as a life form in itself, what do we find? We find that it has its pattern, it has its life. I was thinking about this today, as I was thinking about what benefit is it to be a rock? What benefit is it to be a squirrel? What benefit is it to be a rabbit? And they even have rabbits with white tails, so that the animals can know where to find them and catch them and have dinner. Doesn't sound very cool. But then again, we're looking at everything from the human point of view. I was talking to a gentleman today who was saying the Islams are supposed to be a religion of peace. Why then do they have the terrorists in them? Why then do they have these people who are avowed Islams going around terrorizing the world? And I said, the Islams are peaceful people. They are people who are looking for peace wherever they go. And they're living in peace. And there are a few people in the Islamic culture who are off on another kick. They're off on the kick of violence, of war, of terror. And I said, how many nations in the world might look at the United States as a country that is going in, sticking its nose in where it doesn't belong, in their particular tribal fights, in their conflicts that they have with their neighbors, and telling them that they must live in a democratic life style. And many of these countries that are not democratic do not appreciate that. They do not want that. What's one of the first things that happened when, what's his name in Russia?
Gorbachev.
No, the
Khrushchev. Stalin.
way back when, Stalin,
Stalin.
Mr. Stalin. When Mr. Stalin went out of business, the years went on, many people wanted a Stalin back. They wanted that type of a dictatorship back in their country because that's all they knew and that's what they believed in. And that's their right to believe in whatever they want to believe in. Now, here in the United States, if people come here, they must believe in democracy because that is what kind of a government we have here. Now, if they want to propose changing our government, well, then that's not acceptable here in the United States. In other parts of the world, they can do as they please because we have no right to enforce our democracy on the rest of the world, except that we think our democracy is pretty nice and that we'd like to have the rest of the world enjoy that pretty niceness too. But you see, the Islams, with their terror and their violence and their killings, hey, I agree, I am not harmonious with that. But I also would not be harmonious with the Crusades. Remember the Crusades? They went through all of Europe, and if anyone didn't believe in Jesus Christ, they were killed. There was no ifs, ands, and buts about it. And their family was killed, and their mothers and fathers were killed. They just did a good slew job. They slew everybody. And was that right or wrong? Oh, that was in the name of Christianity. Well, I would say that's not what Jesus taught. What did Jesus teach? He said, if anyone doesn't accept your teaching, shake the dust of their town off your feet and get out of town. Go wherever you can find people who are harmonious with what you teach. Go where people want what you want to share. But you see, we forget that. We forget that. And perhaps the Muslims have forgotten a little bit of the teachings of the original books that they had of their Muhammad. And it's very likely that they have. And it's not wrong and it's not right. It's just the condition of the world the way it is. You see, being a frog is not as bad as it seems. They can eat whatever bothers them, whatever bugs them. Well, now, truly, you can do that too. If there's any type of condition in the world that bothers you, just go and eat with them. Go and share with them and enjoy with them and find out what's all going on. And when you find out what's going on, you find out that, hey, you're both sitting at the same table, eating the same food, thinking the same thoughts, and you may have a few little individual quirks, if you want to call them that, of what your philosophy is, and we may have a few individual quirks in our philosophy that we think is very wonderful too, you know? Now, we say, well, everything we think is good. Well, everything the other people think is good too. The frog thinks what he's doing is good. Now, is the frog a very beneficial creature? Is the frog a worthwhile creature? Now, before you start answering these questions, listen further. Is a dog a beneficial creature? Is a dog a very wonderful creature? Is a cat a wonderful creature? Is a human being a wonderful creature? Oh, yes, of course, by goodness sakes, yes, you know. Is a rock a wonderful creature? A rock, a creature? That's right. A stone has a consciousness. Everything has consciousness in it. Are fish wonderful creatures? Why do you eat fish? Why do you eat frogs, frog legs, you know? Why do you eat escargot, you know? Snails, yuck, you know? And they're delicious, aren't they? Why do you, some of you don't like them. You can wiggle up your nose at it. But the thing is, why is it that you like calf's liver? Or why do you like calf? Why do you like beef? Why do you like hamburger? Why do you like anything at all? You like things because it pleases you. Now, to some who are vegetarian, they would say eating meat is terrible. And to some who are of certain other cultural attitudes, they say, oh, we would never eat that. That is terrible. Now, I was reading an article of restaurants and the gourmet foods that are in restaurants. And when you go into a Chinese gourmet restaurant, most Westerners or most of us would not find it attractive at all. You go into a Hindu restaurant. I've been into a lot of Hindu restaurants up in Los Angeles, and I just did not find them charming at all for me. Their taste was not my taste. Their taste was not bad, but it was not my taste. And the Thai restaurants, now Gertrude and her two children, their grandchildren, they were born Thai, and they love Thai foods. And they loved all the Thai spices and stuff like that, you know. And my, it's wild stuff. But that's all an individual taste. So how would we think about a stone? What is the taste of a stone? Stone has a taste? Well, you haven't taken the time to consider what the stone's taste might be, but surely it does have a taste because it is a living thing. It is a living, moving set of atoms that are designed to perform in a particular way. Have you ever seen a meme? A meme is a person that gets up and does very elongated movements, making you think that they're not going to quite make the movement they're going to make, you know, and they make you think that they're not even moving at all, yet they're moving microscopically. Now, for you to be a meme or me to be a meme might take a great deal of effort. But for a meme to be a meme, it's a natural thing. They feel very comfortable in being it. And in feeling very comfortable in being it, That's exactly what they like to do. Now, I have a young student, well, actually, my nephew, Scott Kiphart, likes to be a marionette, a puppeteer. He likes to bring fun to people in hospitals and things like that. And my student, Irene Merkley in Switzerland, she's a nurse, and she's studying to be a clown and use a red nose and all, because she finds it brings great happiness to everyone wherever she goes. Now, here she is, a highly paid nurse, highly appreciated person in her field, and she's going into something so silly like being a clown. Well, here we have our friend from Las Vegas, a perfect bartender, highly sought after bartender, highly paid bartender. He knows all the bartending game. And he says he's going to serve lemonade now. He's going to he is a Native American Indian, and his calling is that of a clown. There's a word for it. And he gave me the word, but I promptly forgot it. The word for the clown is what he is. This is what he is called in his tribe. And he said he would like to learn how to be a good clown and be a clown professionally. And I said, great, come and talk to Irene in October when she comes. I said, come and learn. And he says, yes, I have decided. I am now walking a new path. And I said, no, you aren't. I said, you have prepared yourself for this path, and it's not new to you. It is a path that you choose to walk for a minute, a day, an hour, a year, but you're going to walk it forever. You're giving it your 100% attention. And then, when the next path comes along, you'll step right into it and give it 100% of your attention. Being a frog is not as bad as it seems. The frog can do whatever he does. He's got this long tongue. And being a dog, being a marionette, being a clown, being anything at all. It doesn't matter what you want to be. All that it matters is that you do what?
Be yourself and have fun.
That's exactly what Anthony said. Be yourself and have fun. He says, I want to be myself and have fun. He said, there's nothing else that concerns me in my life, but I want to be myself. And I said, is that why you want to be a hospice person? He says, well... And I said, is that being yourself and having fun? Or is that recognizing in others the need for your attention? So we left it at that. But where are you going to leave it now? Where are you going to leave it that you're going to realize that no matter what you are, if you're a woman, it's too bad, but you're a woman. If you're a man, too bad, you're a man. If you're a child, too bad, you're a child. If you're a dog, wow, woof, woof. But too bad, you're a dog, no matter what. And some dogs, we had a dog, this is necessary for this story right now. We had a dog during the Second World War whose name was Whitey, Spaniel. It was a Springer Spaniel, a Springer Spaniel. A beautiful dog. And he was just a lover. Oh, he was our lover. Whitey, we called him. And the war came along, and everybody's going into war, and they asked for dogs. And so we sent Whitey to go into the war, to do whatever they wanted him to do. And he was so loving, so gentle, so wonderful, they had to send him back with a reject. They said we couldn't make him vicious. And I thought, great. So you see, they say you make a dog vicious. No. A dog has its own nature. If a dog is loving, you cannot make him vicious. If a dog is vicious, then he's vicious by his choice. You can make him loving, perhaps, but you can't make him vicious. Whatever our nature is, that's what we're going to be. So let's each of us, right now, plan on being ourselves and having fun and living our life as wonderfully and powerfully as we can, knowing that I love you, I love you, I love you.
I love you.
I love you.